Jess had put Sophie to bed, and she seemed to go to sleep fairly quickly. Perhaps because she'd had more time to come to terms with what had happened, having already known about it. But Caroline, who Dean put to bed, was a different story, and for the first time since she was about 5 years old, she demanded that the light be left on. "How'd she know?" Dean asked. Jess shrugged. "I don't know. Maybe she heard us talking about it. But we've been careful not to say anything in front of the girls." "I know. But you know what they're like. They have a tendency to hear most of what they're not supposed to. They pick up on things." "Well, I can't wait to hear what the counselor says about it when Sophie brings it up with them, if we ever find a suitable one. We're probably going to be labeled with the bad parent sticker, you know that, right?" Dean got up and started to remove his clothes, ready to climb into bed. "If it's not one thing, it's another," he groaned. "By tomorrow, they'll probably both have forgotten about it," Jess told him. "You know what children are like." "I know children have active imaginations. No wonder she thinks she's been seeing things. She must have heard us talking. And now her mind has put two and two together to come up with whatever is going on in that mind of hers. You know we've probably broken our daughter, right?"